The shift away from psychology-driven design. Design should engage users through psychology, yet as of 2025, many brands prioritize trends and automation over human-centered strategies. This decline began in the early 2010s, fueled by template-based platforms, over-reliance on AI, and misapplied minimalism. The fundamental principles of user psychology, such as cognitive load, color perception, and emotional triggers, have been overshadowed by a focus on convenience and scalability. Instead of thoughtful, psychology-backed branding, companies now churn out templated, impersonal designs that fail to create a lasting impact. As businesses increasingly prioritize cost efficiency and quick turnarounds, design has become more of a commodity than a craft. The rise of no-code and drag-and-drop tools has led to an influx of uninspired, homogenized branding that lacks the emotional resonance necessary to engage audiences. This transition has not only weakened brand identity, but also desensitized consumers to digital experiences, making differentiation harder than ever. Psychology once guided branding and UX through principles like gestalt theory and emotional color psychology. However, this erosion has been ongoing for over a decade. Many of the fundamental psychological aspects of design, such as the use of contrast to direct attention, the power of nostalgia in branding, and the psychological impact of negative space, are being overlooked in favor of aesthetically pleasing but functionally ineffective designs. Key drivers of the decline. Template-based platforms, Canva, 2013, Squarespace, and Wix democratized design but fostered generic, non-strategic visuals. Businesses that previously invested in custom branding now rely on prefabricated templates, resulting in a market flooded with similar-looking brands that struggle to stand out. Minimalism's misuse. In the 2010s, Apple and Google influenced a stripped-down aesthetic, often at the cost of usability. While minimalism was originally intended to create clarity and simplicity, it has often been misapplied, leading to cold, impersonal interfaces that fail to guide users effectively. Data over intuition. By 2015, A/B testing and analytics replaced deeper, psychology-driven strategies, focusing on short-term gains. While data-driven decisions can be beneficial, over-reliance on metrics has led to iterative design processes that favor engagement metrics over genuine human connection. AI-driven automation, late 2010s tools, automated branding, stripping away human insight and emotional engagement. AI-generated logos, color palettes, and layouts often lack the intentionality that a skilled designer brings to brand identity, resulting in generic and forgettable outcomes. Education gaps. Design programs emphasized software proficiency over cognitive and behavioral principles. Many new designers enter the field with extensive technical skills but lack an understanding of how to craft user experiences that resonate on a psychological level. Additionally, a growing number of self-taught designers without formal training in design principles have flooded the industry, often prioritizing aesthetics over functionality and user psychology. While accessibility in design is valuable, it has also led to a saturation of surface-level creativity without the depth needed for truly impactful branding. The role of Canva, Squarespace, and other platforms. These platforms prioritize accessibility over strategic design. Canva encourages mass-produced, repetitive visuals with little brand differentiation. The ease of access allows non-designers to create materials, but the lack of customization leads to visual saturation, where brands struggle to stand out. Squarespace and Wix restrict customization, forcing brands into generic templates that ignore user psychology. While these platforms offer polished aesthetics, they often lack the ability to convey a brand's unique personality and emotional appeal. Adobe Express and similar tools. These tools favor speed over deep design thinking, diminishing originality. They streamline production but remove the iterative, strategic process that ensures a design resonates with its intended audience. Freelance platforms, Fiverr and Upwork, have further devalued design work by prioritizing low-cost, fast-turnaround solutions over thoughtful, psychology-driven creativity. This has led to an industry flooded with underpriced, low-quality designs that fail to make a lasting impact. The consequences: lower engagement. Without psychological depth, brands fail to resonate emotionally, making it difficult to foster loyalty and long-term connections with consumers. High abandonment rates. Poorly structured interfaces increase frustration and drop-offs as users struggle to navigate designs that prioritize aesthetics over functionality. Generic branding. A saturated market of visually similar designs weakens brand identity, making differentiation nearly impossible without a substantial marketing push. The path forward. To reclaim psychology-driven design, brands must use behavioral science, apply consumer psychology insights to drive engagement and trust, prioritize emotional connection, engage users on a subconscious level by leveraging color, typography, and narrative elements that trigger emotional responses. Balance AI with human insight. Leverage automation for efficiency, but ensure human designers refine the final output to align with psychological principles. Move beyond templates. Invest in tailored, user-centric design solutions that allow for authenticity and originality. The decline of psychology-driven design began long before 2025 as convenience and automation overtook strategy. While template-based platforms have made design more accessible, they have also diluted its impact. Brands that wish to create lasting connections must return to cognitive science, emotional storytelling, and intentional design. Only by integrating psychology back into the creative process can businesses reclaim authenticity, engagement, and differentiation in an oversaturated digital landscape. From yours truly, Josh Pears, thanks for listening. Find more about me at joshpears.com.